Thanks for tuning in to Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. This program is brought to you by the Iowa Seed Association. I'm Anna Hostert reporting. Farmers who plant cover crops are used to a little trial and error when it comes to finding the right mix. Adam Nekanicki of Buckingham, Iowa, seeded an 8-weight cover crop mix into standing corn this summer. Nekanicki hopes to establish a better cover crop stand through early seeding and utilize the forage as an additional feed source, all while reaping soil health benefits. Nekanicki talks about his recent venture after the break.
The Iowa Seed Association knows conservation, water quality, and enhanced productivity can all work hand in hand. That's why their Iowa Seed Corn Cover Crop Initiative provides information and resources for incorporating cover crops on seed corn and beyond. The Iowa Seed Association works proactively on behalf of the seed industry in Iowa and is proud to support farmers' conservation efforts. To learn more about this project and to find helpful cover crop resources relevant to all farmers in Iowa, go to sustainableseedcorn.org.
Practical Farmers of Iowa and the Iowa Seed Association last night hosted a field day at Nekanicki Farms in Buckingham, Iowa. At the event, Nekanicki spoke to his most recent project, early seeding cover crops for grazing purposes.
My goal is to be able to harvest a corn crop off the field, but still have a cover crop, have a forage crop growing while the corn's growing, and then be able to have cows out there right after harvest and hopefully have enough forage that I can get through at least up to the winter and maybe even through, and working at rotating between that cornfield and then be able to give my pasture rest and maybe I'll be able to come grow back. And my goal, ultimate goal, is to be able to graze cattle throughout the winter and just keep moving them around to different fields.
And when was this cover crop seeded?
This was seeded about V5. I shoot for around V4, V6, somewhere in there. Usually on standard 30-inch corn, you want to seed it about then to get it established, and then by then it'll get established, but then as the corn canopies, it'll sit dormant, and then after harvest, it'll take off growing again. My plan here, I call it oversized twin row. I did two 30-inch rows, I had a 60-inch gap, and then two 30-inch rows just alternating, and hopefully that 60-inch gap, I get more sunlight down into the cover crop to keep it growing. And then there's also been a lot of studies and trials with the 60-inch corn, the wide rows. If you get more sunlight to the corn plant, it'll produce more yield. And so hopefully the wider rows will make up for any yield loss with having gaps. And I still maintain the same population per acre. It's just moving seeds to a different row.
Adam, can you speak to the savings with this project?
See what'll happen. Just even labor alone, if they're out grazing in the field, I'm not having to feed them every day, fire equipment up. So say a lot less labor for me. I mean, be able just to walk out to the field and check them.
And what's the possibility of doing this in a soybean field?
You could do it with soybeans. My struggle lately has been getting a good cover crop established after harvest, trying to drill it in, just because we don't have much time after harvest. It starts freezing. I mean, last harvest, I was still combining in the snow, and I seeded cover crop, but it was on the frozen ground, so I didn't get any growth. So my goal is to get cover crop established before I harvest. And then I've got an air seeder for my Hagee sprayer looking at seeding into standing corn, and I was hoping to be able to do some this year and also into beans just to have the cover crop out there before harvest. Had enough issues this year. I had shoulder surgery, so I'm tied up. I just physically can't do it. And just timing of everything, too, with seed corn production, we're into destroying male rows. That's going to go on for another month and won't have time to do any air seeding.
That was Adam Nekanicki of Buckingham, Iowa, who is participating in the row crop run, which is in partnership with the Iowa Seed Association. For more news and market information, visit our website, iowaagnet.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter under the handle @IowaAgRadio. I'm Anna Hostert reporting.